Barnard Star. A low mass, red dwarf star, 6 light years from Sol. Industrious, at home to over 10 million people, Barnard Station is the hub of all the interplanetary trade in the system. Traders are constantly exchanging imported goods for the robotics and computers that Barnard Star is famed for throughout the galaxy. All this activity has to be controlled. Cargo must be scanned, ships must be authorized, and fees and bounties must be paid. These are the duties of the Barnard Star Dockers. Previously on Dockers.
Achtung! Sir, he won't confess. I have tried everything.
Well, well, well. Commander Kurash. I don't believe we've met before, have we? Well, greetings, Commander. Now, I would like you to tell me why I have a panther clipper, a cobra, and the entire contents of my anus lying destroyed in the docking bay.
I was explaining to my viewers how the landing gear needs to make more of a sound, so I took off to show them. I'm sorry, I forgot to request clearance. It slipped my mind.
Slipped your mind? Why, you little shit! Do you have any idea how much it will cost to replace my anus? The clipper alone is worth 25 million, not to mention the damage done to my fairy genitalia. Hans, I think this one needs a little more persuasion. A monk should do the trick.
What? Wait, no. I'm sure your medical staff can handle Jenny, and I'm sure all the G1 racing teams are insured. I'm sure we can put this all behind us as a bad day for everyone.
Okay, David. Remember what Minerva said about chatting. What does the book say? Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. Well, that's useful. Think mug, say mug, use mug on Kurash.
I'm sure that's not what the quote means, sir.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to do. First, I'm going to revoke your license under the federal law for violating docking procedure. Then you're going to see misdemeanor for a refresher class. And your permission to stream inside my station, gone! I think that's fair, Mr. Kurash!
Yeah, for you, Tommy, the streams are over.
You can't do that. But what about my viewers? My TV career? My followers? I have live stream tonight. People are expecting me to show them my asp. If I don't show them my asp, there'll be trouble.
Trouble, f***ing trouble!
Put me down!
I don't like people who faff about in my station, and I don't like fucking twatchers, especially ones who ruin my genitalia!
Ouch!
Hans, escort this pleb to Mr. Mina, and if he tries to leave before he's completed the course, shoot him! Now, I must get back to my stress exercises.
With pleasure, sir. This Tommy will get what is coming to him.
I'm a galaxy-famous personality. You can't shoot me. That's illegal.
So he's f***ing taking off without clearance. I call it late use of lethal force. Now get out of my f***ing sight.
Miss Demeanor runs the flight school on board Barnard Station, and she often has to work with pilots who have had their license revoked for reckless flying. We join her class as they settle in for the day.
Settle down. Vigo, don't do that. Take your finger out of there right now. Leave the Wookiee alone. Now, class, we have a new student today. Everyone, say hello to Commander Kurash.
Good morning, Commander Kurash.
Greetings, Commanders.
I've seen you on that programme on TV. That one where you fly ships and shit.
Vigo, polite, please, or it will be quiet time for you.
Sorry, miss. Yeah, that show where you fly ships and say things.
Would you like an autograph, young man?
No, thanks. My mum says that you're rubbish and you can't even fly a sidewinder in a straight line. But I think you're alright, even if you do have silly hair and dodgy girly tattoos.
Come along, class. Okay, settle down. I'm going to ask some questions. If you know the answer, raise your hand. Yes, Vigo?
Can Commander Kurash get me John Stabler's number? You know, from Lave Radio. He's my hero. I have posters of him all over my bedroom wall. Kurash, please?
Well, yes, but I don't think I can give you his number.
Please, sir. The way his ginger hair flutters and his orange sidewinder and his ideas for a better empire.
Oh, that's enough, Vigo. Wipe your drool, please.
Miss Demeanor has taken the class out into the simulator. She loads up a few scenarios for the class to have a go at.
Right, class. As you can see, we're travelling in supercruise, and there is a planet between us and our destination. How much space should we give to the planet?
Miss, please,
Anyone but Vigo? Karash, how about you take this one?
Okay, you just turn around the planet like this. If you're going too fast, the emergency stomp will stop you.
Oh dear, it looks like you may be with us for some time. That is definitely not the right way. Anyone else want to have a go?
Miss, please.
Oh, go on then, Vigo.
You should always keep the planet on your right-hand side like this. All planets should be given a berth of 0.15 light seconds. This will allow for any orbital differences between your supercruise computer and the planet's natural rotational orbit. And there we go, we'll stop.
Very good, Vigo. Now then, Karash, perhaps with your extensive TV knowledge, you can show the class how to perform a canister pickup.
Well, you line the canister up on the crosshairs of your ship, as you can see here, and move towards it. Oh, remember to open the cargo bay doors. Very important. Now, try again and slowly move towards the canister. And there, we've scooped it up.
Oh, dearie me. Who taught you how to fly a spaceship? Are you sure you're actually licensed? Vigo, Vigo, stop that and put it away, please. What do we do, class?
Ah,
but what if it's not our canister? So, Karash, I hear your problem is with docking control. Luckily, today we have a special guest from docking control. Say hello, class, to Mr. Swallow.
Good morning, Mr. Swallow.
Vigo? Get your hand out of there!
Hello, class. How are we all today? I'm here to teach you how to dock a ship. You, sir. What's your name?
John Stable...
Yes, what about you there? What's your name?
Greetings, my name is Commander Crash.
Oh, you're the dick who crashed into my anus this morning. I hope you're happy. I hear Jenny Taylor has been taken into surgery. I had 150 credits on her winning the G1 race in 2 days, so if my Jenny Taylor isn't perfect, there'll be hell to pay.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to hit any ships.
Anyway, it's not my time or place to blame. You just watch it. Okay, docking control is a vital part of the station. I will now play the part of the controller, and Commander Crash, you will be the pilot trying to dock.
Greetings, Commander. Requesting permission to dock.
No.
What? Why are you not letting me dock?
Because I have no idea what ship you're in. What faction you're with. Have you got any bounties? Are you a member of the Slough Suffragette movement? I have no idea who you are. Try again. This time, give me some details.
Okay, this is Commander Crash, in a Cobra Mark III. Uploading my manifest to you now. I usually work for the Federation, but I have been known to take the odd Imperial job. I wouldn't go near Slough, and I'm a TV personality. I would like permission to dock, please.
No.
What? Now, surely I've done everything you've asked me for to dock.
You have an outstanding bounty of 10,000 credits.
No, I don't. I've never had such a large bounty in my life. I'm a good pilot. I don't go around pirating and griefing people.
Well, that's before you ruined my genitalia and my anus. You stupid prick.
Is this part of the docking procedure?
I'll show you a real docking maneuver involving my fist if Jenny Taylor isn't in that race.
Well, yes. Thank you for your time, Mr. Swallow. Vigo? Vigo? Vigo! If you're going to play with that in here, I'm going to be very angry.
So ginger, so handsome. Oh, sorry, miss. Have you got a wet wipe?
Okay, class. Turn to page 143 in your handbooks and read the importance of the Blue Danube in docking.
The G1 racing teams have all docked. Tons of baggage, however, have to be moved and checked. Jack Sofalot and customs officers Finn Gerin and Doug Kittout have a lot of work to make sure everything coming in is legal to the system.
These ones first. These are the grandstand viewing platforms, and have to be set up for tomorrow, for practice-like. All the course has to be set up, you know. I usually helps with that. I get free tickets, and they can't beat free, can ya? What the hell? This is full of scrap metal.
That's the fifth one so far. Why are all these G1 teams bringing in all this debris? We're not slough.
Have you noticed the people picking the bags up near customs? They look a lot like our maintenance staff.
Hey, now you mention it, they do. Look, there's Roger. Hey, you're right. Come here, Roger. Quit struggling. I only wanted to know where all this shit is coming from in the customs area.
They've buried all my copies of Scans and Hands, volumes 1 to 20.
My name is Roger Knightley. I'll give you my name, rank and number.
Oh, what? I know who you are, Roger. I see you every blooming day. What's going on? Here's Hans.
Ah, well, well, well. What have we here? The mole himself, Roger Knightley. Good work, Jack. You will stop stealing my ship immediately. Guards, take this one away. Throw him in a cell with Commander Kerrarch.
Today we face our darkest hour. Jerry has taken prisoners. Roger, who you all know, chaps, and a Commander Crash, the leader of Twatch TV, are banged up in a cell and are surrounded by Hans's finest security. But I have a plan. Reg, you've got your Imperial disguise. Good. Then Operation Twatch Out is go, go, go. Chunks away.
Meanwhile, back in customs, the G1 drivers are starting to arrive. Finn Gerin and Doug Kittout process them as they go through.
Oh, look, there's Tina Tits. Over here, love. Yeah, of course I can check you out. Yeah, just walk through there. Oh, I am sorry, love. You got any metal on you? Try again.
Finn, I think you're accidentally pressing that button. Ow! What's that for?
Step over here, please, miss. I'll just give you a quick pat down.
We have that one for that, Finn. Arr! Hey, what's the matter with you, now, me lover?
Like I say, just a quick pat down.
Where? She be clean, me lover. Oh, I just saw scan results as she walked through. You can go. Have a nice day, and good luck for the race.
Wait, I've not patted you down yet. Doug, you... Oh, never mind.
With the G1 teams on the station, McThargoids is busier than ever, and they are struggling to keep up with the demand of the lunchtime rush.
4 McStiffies, 5 Thargoid fingers, 1 bag of salty nuggets, 3 tumble McThargoids with extra tumble sauce and a diet cola. There you go, sir. Have a nice day.
Boss, Betty's locked herself in the freezer. I think she's got hypothermia.
Oh no, not again. Betty, why are you in the freezer? I know it says only use fries when completely frozen. I'll get Minerva. Hang on. These aren't McThargoid fries. Where has all this scrap metal come from?
We had a delivery of fries about an hour ago, boss.
We don't get deliveries today. Something strange is going on around here.
Hans has returned to the wreckage of the ship. What is left of it? He is clearly not happy with its disappearance.
Where the hell is my fucking ship? My anus has completely disappeared. Number 3, what is the meaning of this?
Yeah, well, this inferior, he came over and he said he was part of the G1 and that his ship is G1 property. He had all the papers locked.
This is a forgery, you slopschwanz. You have let Sir Tommy's get away with 2,500 tons of Panther Clipper. Maybe a little of David's technique won't go amiss here.
What are you doing, Hans?
I am just reminding you what a derp you are by inserting this broken muck into a vital passageway.
Lou Brachet and his maintenance workers have taken up positions around the security office. Lou and his team are waiting for the right moment. In the meantime, the floor has never been so clean.
Okay, chaps,
Great work on the Clipper. Although some bags have been found, we should be able to move the rest of the jollop out of the airlocks later. We have two guards and limited time. One can't sweep the floor forever, chaps.
Okay, old bean. I'm ready for Operation Twatch Out.
Remember your Imperial Ambassador, Ilium Minty.
I stunk! Who goes there?
Salutations. I'm Imperial Ambassador Ilium Minty. I've been sent by David Brubin to ascertain the status of the prisoner known as Commander Koresh. I need his fingerprints to see if he is wanted for crimes in the Empire.
I was told not to open this door for anyone.
Ah, quite right, quite right. I have here a signed chit from David Brubin himself, and this is my ID. I only require a few minutes with the prisoner.
Ah, well, this seems legit. Okay, but I warn you, any funny business and you will all be shot!
Reggie's in. Okay, launch phase two. We don't want Jerry Hands turning up.
Hands up to air traffic control, please. Hands up to air traffic control.
That should buy some time, chaps.
Can someone tell me what's going on? I want a lawyer. You can't just lock me away like this. Oh, great. Now the Imperials are here.
Tally bally ho, old bean. No Imperial here. We're busting you out.
In case you haven't noticed, I don't have a ship anymore. Most of it is scattered all over the docking bay.
Actually, dear chap, I think you'll find most of your ship is behind the bar in the Thargoid and Ferdalance.
Oh, nice one, old bean.
Well, it still doesn't change how I get out of here.
There's an old Asp sitting in Bay 51. Everyone thinks it's abandoned. It's not. It belongs to Lou.
Yeah. Lou has given you the keys, old chap. He loves Top Twatch, his totes fave prog on the telly, and he would be jolly lost without his favourite show.
Oh, tally-ho then, commanders?
Hans has arrived at traffic control, where Sean, Richard and Tara are surprised to see him.
What are you doing here, Hans?
I was told to report here by Zetanoi.
A-003, you're cleared for takeoff. Have a nice day, Commander.
Hey. Isn't that the Asp that's been parked there for, like, forever? Always paying the docking fees, been there for years. But who's flying it? Get a closer look.
Stop that ship! Zet, it's a fugitive!
I can't. He's clearing the airlock now.
Koresh!
What the hell? Why is there scrap metal all over the floor in here? Call Lou Brush.
Commander Koresh has cleared the airlock, but has flown straight into the G1. His presence has caused a bit of a kerfuffle. We join the G1 commentary team, Steve O'Dull and Heidi Salami, as he flies into the race.
Well, if you missed the start, this has been a really exciting race so far. Jenny Terrier is right up the backside of Arden Long, who leads the race by 3 seconds. Fonda Dix is in third after taking Cox on the hard bank curve at the end of the course.
What's this? An Asp has come out of the station. Oh my. Dix has gone right into the Asp. The race marshals don't know what to do here. The Asp, obviously much sturdier built than the G1 ship, which is lumbering around the course.
We've had word from Barnard Star there's a new entrant called Koresh. And with a bounty on his head, this could become interesting. I remember Ronnie Coxtip saying to me in the 85 season, when a stray ship comes onto the track, it's better to shoot over his belly than ram it up the rear.
Oh, nice move there by Justin Yemuth, as he passes over Fox. And now, here's Stank Dix, and there could be more than he's prepared to swallow at this moment. With only 2 laps remaining, he might settle for third, rather than risking it all to get into the number 2 slot.
Koresh is now on the far side of the course. Oh my, look at the Vipers that have come out of the station to chase him. This race is descending into chaos. Koresh has no option but to stay on the course and start another lap.
Helmut Scrapper there, in the far top two, right up there with Koresh now. Helmut Scrapper having problems with the lack of ventilation in the last race. Looks to be suffering in this race too. Would you just look at that? Koresh has to swerve to avoid taking Helmut in the cockpit. That could have ended up badly.
Well, out in the lead, Jenny Taylor is looking at Arden Long now, and I think she's going to make a move. As they go past the bag markers here, Several police Vipers and Arden Long has to get out of the way as Crash uses his boost. Crash takes Arden Long and he's not happy. He's waving at the marshals, obviously wanting the race to be stopped.
Can you believe it? Arden Long has stuck it into Crash, but in the corner. But Jenny Tinier comes. Yes, she comes over the top. What a move there. And with only a few kilometers to go, surely she's got this one in the bag.
Crash blocked out Diggs there and the Vipers, and finally Crash swerves off the track. Oh no, he's heading for the stunt course where this morning we had to find display of stunt flying from expert Neil Down.
And Jenny Tinier wins the Bears Grand Prix. What a win for the girl who just days ago was lying in a hospital bed, having survived my anus blown in her face. Remarkable.
Much more exciting at the moment as we follow this police Viper chase of the criminal Crash. As he looks around, surely if he can just clear the station here.
Yes. He's lining himself up for the huge jump. And as he hits the boost, the crowd falls silent.
Oh wow, would you look at that speed from the Magna jump, over 1,000 kilometers a second? Will he make it over the station?
Oh my! And the answer is no.
Yeah, he wasn't even close. Well, that's it from us at G1. Now make Coxmails in the studio.
You've been listening to Dockers, a Onesie Hole production, written by Simon Winard, with additional material by Grant Woolcott. The cast were Keith Oss Wilkins as David Rubin, Colin Ford as Richard Swallow, Danny Remklett Bush as Hans Supp, Helen Flossie Lister as May Swallow, Ben Idleweiss Moss Woodward as Jack Sofferlot, Rory Scarlett as Sean Iswilly, Gwen Beale as Tara Hyman, Robbie Wrongway Lister as Finn Gerry, Ian Phillips as Doug Kittout, Jack Weaver as Michel Boots, Dan Grubb as Newton Celsius, Darren Gray as Kelvin Fahrenheit. Additional voices provided by Acrobat, Frank, Steph Wyeth and Psychopath. The part of the narrator was played by me, Ian M. Milne.
And a very special thank you to our special guest stars, John Karash Virgo and James One Vigor Vigor.
Dockers was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous with the permission of Frontier Developments PLC for non-commercial purposes. It is not endorsed nor reflects the views or opinions of Frontier Developments, and no employee of Frontier Developments was involved in the making of it. All music used in this episode was royalty-free and licensed for use through pond5.com. Tune in next time for more Dockers.